Okay, look, tonight, this is our achievement coaching night. So we kind of rotate between achievement coaching and entrepreneur coaching. And so this is an achievement coaching night, and we're going to focus on high performance formulas. These are really valuable because as you learn about these formulas, it gives you insight about things that you can do to manage your achievement and performance. Now, look, much of what we talk about here, we talk in terms of achieving or performing. Really, it's about becoming. It's about becoming everything you always dreamed that you could become. And that's our focus tonight. As we look at high performance formulas, it's really about thought and becoming and dreaming and becoming everything that we anticipated becoming. So as we talk about these high performance formulas, it's also our opportunity to celebrate the work of some of our great peers in human performance, both human performance coaches and human performance scientists. So we're going to dive in. Looks like Heidi just joined. Heidi, welcome. Good to have you. We're talking about high performance formulas tonight. We're going to start with a formula that is shared by Timothy Galway. Timothy Galway is one of the great human performance coaches of our day. I like the way he thinks. I like the way he anticipates, and I love the way he elevates performance for those that he coaches. Timothy Galway shared this formula. Lowercase p being performance. Our performance is equal to our potential, uppercase P. Now, Braden, you've seen this formula a number of times. Is that true? Is it true that our lowercase p is always equal to our uppercase P performance? Is low or potential? Braden, unmute. What do you think?
That is false.
It is false. Okay, explain. Why is it that our performance isn't equal to our potential?
Because your potential is limited by your abilities or distractions that arise.
Yeah,
I don't
so
care.
exactly right. What Gal whoops, getting ahead of myself. What Galway tells us is that our lowercase p performance is equal to our potential minus interference. Okay, so if you think about your favorite sports team, it could be your local college team, could be your favorite pro team. You'll see that the performance of the athletes and the performance of the team varies from night to night. We should take some comfort in that because our own performance mirrors that. We're not always at the top of our game. But if you ask why, well, think about that notion. Maybe the defense is stronger on a given night, more talented, more able, or it's a better matchup. And as a result, the defender represents interference. They get in the way of the performer reaching his potential. So that's a very common thing that we see in athletics, that interference could be the defender. The defender represents interference. But that's not all. Maybe he had an argument with his spouse, or he's not getting along with the coach, or the teammates are functioning in disunity. So all kinds of things can introduce interference into our lives. So our job in the Galway formula is to say, what is it we can do to eliminate or diminish interference in our lives? If we can diminish interference, Brain, well, let's see. Heidi, I haven't tested you. Can you take it off mute?
Hello.
Awesome. Awesome. Heidi, if this formula is true, that our performance is equal to our potential minus interference. If we could eliminate interference, what would happen to our performance?
It would be a capital P.
Yeah, it goes to a capital P with a circle, performance. Yeah. Heidi, brilliant. You're exactly right. So if we just can even diminish interference in our lives, then it can elevate our performance. It's like a teeter-totter. If interference can go down, then performance goes up. So this is a first great start. Before we go to the next formula, ask yourselves some questions. Ask yourself, okay, think about the things that you want to accomplish, the goals that you've set in sixth dimension, things that you're receiving phone coaching calls for, things that you've set as goals as a result of previous coaching sessions, or just growing your own personal development and achievement consulting practice. Think about your goals, what you're trying to achieve. Now ask yourself, what are some things that are interfering? Maybe one to three things. Identify one to three things that get in the way, that interfere with your performance in that achievement arena. Okay, now I'm not going to dwell there, so you're going to have to write that and then keep up. We're going to go to the next TG. This TG is Thomas Gilbert. Thomas Gilbert's formula, slightly different. Again, we're going to go with our uppercase P, again, still potential, our potential for improved performance. So in Thomas Gilbert's world, we now think about, okay, here's our potential equal to our performance, except that we've got this interference in the way. Well, for Gilbert, Thomas Gilbert is maybe my hero of human performance scientists. Of my peers in human performance, he's probably the one that I take as a personal mentor. I really like the way he thinks here, because what he's suggesting is that our potential can be improved. Our potential for improved performance. So if you'll think about that formula, he says our potential for improved performance is world class minus typical performance. Now that doesn't mean anything to you yet, but let's explore what that means. So if I were a swimmer, I have children who were swimmers, and so if we looked at swimmers, this is a great one to do. I looked at the 100 meter backstroke for high school swimmers in the state of Utah. 100 yard backstroke record, state record, and I might get this slightly wrong, but I think it was 60, well, maybe, I'll go with 50 seconds. I think that was pretty close. Whoops, I've got that the wrong place. World class. So state record for a high school swimmer. So first thing that we're doing is we're defining the world. The world we're talking about is high school swimmers swimming the backstroke 100 meters. That's the world we're talking about. And world class performance is 50 seconds. Well, I have a swimmer who swims the 100 meter backstroke, and in his junior year at state, he swam 62 seconds. So now we can look at his potential for improved performance, 12 seconds. Now this is reversed because less is better. So in this case, we're looking at typical minus world class equals our potential for improved performance. Now, any performer can look at, oh, I'm not working on, 30 seconds, I'm just working on 12 seconds. I'm trying to figure out how to eliminate interference for 12 seconds worth of performance. Well, it's a way for us to think about reaching our potential, identifying what it is. This is a place where I love the way Gilbert's thinking, because as you'll note, he's not saying, how do I improve over average? So if you think about how we do most grades in academia today, we grade on the bell curve. So if we're grading on the bell curve, inherent in that is to say at the top of the bell curve is average. These are the C students. If you are one standard deviation better than average, those are the B students. If you are two standard deviations better than average, these are the A students. And likewise, one standard deviation below is a D, and two standard deviations below is an F. That's how most of academia works. Well, that's not what we're doing at all here. The standard by which we're comparing or judging is world class. Why would we want to judge our performance by a standard of world class as opposed to average? Sydney, are you on?
Yes,
okay.
I'm on.
So why is it more useful to us to gauge or compare with world class versus average?
Because we want to reach our potential. We don't want to reach something. We don't want to shoot for the something lower than the moon, right? Or the stars.
You are so brilliant. Look, Sydney, we're trying to achieve our dreams. We're trying to achieve our goals. We're trying to outperform our competitors. And if you think about the Olympics, no Olympian out there is saying, wow, what was the average in the 100-yard dash over the last 20 years? You know, I want to be at least one standard deviation better than average. That's not how achievers think. We want to be thinking about what's the world record? What's the Olympic record? What is the state record? What is my high school record? We want to be comparing ourselves with excellence because that's what drives our performance. When we compare with excellence, it drives our performance. So, Sydney, what are your thoughts about that?
I like that we're achievers, but also one of the things I like about it is that world class in this case of the swimmer was in his world class, not something that's going to be so beyond that it's unreachable and unattainable for him, where it's like 50 seconds difference in, you know.
Sydney, okay, you are brilliant and inspired, and you're exactly right. So for every performer, the first thing we have to think about is, what is my world? Not somebody else's world. We don't want to be thinking about Olympic records if I'm a high school freshman. If I'm a high school freshman, my world, let's say I'm a cross-country runner, high school freshman. So the very first thing I would do to define my world. Now look, if you're a parent, you care about this. Because your children are growing up in a very competitive world. It doesn't matter how many awards we give for participation. These kids are competing and they know it. It doesn't matter how much you try to cushion them from that sense of competition in fear that they might feel failure. It does not work. The only thing that works here is having them actually achieve. So as parents, you want to be thinking about, how do I nurture an achieving attitude in my children? And Sydney just nailed it. Get them to think about the right world. So if I'm a high school freshman cross-country runner, the first thing that I'm comparing myself with is other freshmen, high school, my high school on my team. That's my entire world. Now, if it turns out I'm the fastest cross-country runner that is a freshman on my high school team, then I get to expand my world. And my world grows from my team to, say, all the freshmen in our region. And if it turns out I keep getting better and better and better, and I'm the best or among the best of the freshmen in my region, then my world gets to expand. And I can be talking about the freshman runners in all the state. And if I get better and better and better, then it can expand to, say, freshmen and sophomores. And if I happen to be really unique and remarkable, Then I might be saying high school runners. And that's exactly how we grow our world. So, Sydney, this was very insightful. Does that sequence of an ever-expanding world make sense to you?
Yes. I do have a question, though. So, I mean, it's easier with easy for me to think of it in terms of times and sports and things like that. But what about, like, I guess with your goals, you just need to define what makes somebody good. Is that how you decide those markers? Do you know what I mean? If it's not a time.
Yeah. Okay, Sydney, you are going to love. Okay, this is so exciting because tomorrow is the official launch of Sixth Dimension. And with that official launch, you're going to get all kinds of new tools and instruction about goals and goal setting and goal achievement. And as you do that, Sydney, one of the things that you're going to learn is that it's not just enough to be thinking about SMART goals. In our sixth dimension world, we're going to be thinking about smarter goals. And you're going to think about things in terms of goal setting and goal achieving that are very unique in all the performance world. Really, developed by Griffin Hill, and of course we get to adopt all of the Griffin Hill tools and technology into sixth dimension. So for example, we talk about this notion of measurable and meaningful goals. So right out of the chute, as we set goals, we're making sure we're using quantifiable numbers that are also attainable and that have a range associated with them. So no pinpoint goals here. We're going to talk about, wow, what is the very best thing that could happen to me with this goal? And where am I now and what does incremental improvement look like? And that's how we define our world in goals and goal setting. So as you work your way through what we call the sixth dimension goal setting wizard, it's going to guide you in all of these tools to do exactly that. Set goals with a range that defines your world. This is where I am, and this is incremental improvement. Versus, this is where I eventually want to be. That would be awesome in my world. So that's what I'm shooting for, but I'm okay if I just make incremental improvement. So it's a long answer and kind of not exactly on point with what you asked, but the tools will get you there. And I hope that's a start. Did that give you at least a start?
Yeah, it was very helpful. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for your comments, Sydney, that you really helped us to understand that defining the world is important. Because as you taught us, what if, Sydney, what if I'm a high school freshman and I'm comparing my cross-country times with a world-class or an Olympic gold medal athlete, and I'm just not gaining on them. There's still infinite improvement to be made. What happens to my attempt or my performance?
It's discouraging, and it probably starts to trend down.
You're exactly right. Brilliant and inspired. Because the gap is so big, I'm trying to jump worlds. The gap is so big that I stop performing. I stop trying. Because we call this learned helplessness. That's the science here. The science is learned helplessness. I just don't think I can ever achieve it. And so that's why we define our current world and then the progress and what world class means within that world. Thank you, Sydney. I appreciate your participation. Very useful. Okay, let's go to a next formula. This is Griffin Hill. And again, I remind you that we get to take all of this great research, 30 years of research and homework, and it's not just the book research, it's the applied research with our customers and clients over 30 years. Well, here's what we propose as a formula here. If we look at Galway, lowercase p performance is equal to our potential minus interference plus coaching technology systems. In other words, what we're trying to honor here, I don't think Galway says this, but the formula suggests that we get a finite measure of potential. That when we're born, a finite measure of potential is poured into us, and that's all there is. There's nothing more that we can do or to get. And that's really not true. And so what we do at Griffin Hill is we honor the fact that our potential can actually be elevated by using coaching technology systems. And when we use coaching technology systems, which is what Gilbert suggests, look, I want to get 12 seconds faster. How do I get 12 seconds faster? Coaching. Coaching technology and systems helps us to cut 12 seconds off of our time. That's what I love about Thomas Gilbert, is he acknowledges that we can actually improve. Our potential grows. And so if we think about world class, it gives us a way to shoot for our dreams, the stars, everything we hoped for in our lives. And that's what we capture here with this final formula with Griffin Hill, is that it is our performance, lowercase p, is equal to our potential minus interference, true, but it hasn't added upon. The added measure is that with coaching technology systems, we can grow. We can grow our capacity. We can grow our potential. We can become things that we've never even begun to dream about or imagine, because we're locked into a very finite world. But as we grow our world and that world expands, then we can see a new vista. We can see places that we could only, well, we couldn't even really imagine. That is exactly what happens with sixth dimension, is that we're going to apply coaching technology systems in your life in ways that you start becoming. It's like the rosebud. It just unfolds in multiple layers to a grand beauty that you'd never imagined before as you apply coaching technology. So let's look at some of the coaching technology systems available to us in sixth dimension. Right out of the chute, Debbie, I don't know if you've fixed, I know you were having some technical problems, but if you can unmute, I'd like to direct some. Oh, thank you. You look like you worked. So if we think about coaching technology systems, one of those is Integrity Sales System. Debbie, you've been experimenting with Integrity Sales System. These are like 37 some lessons. I think it says 35, but plus an opening and an ending that are really coaching sessions. Coaching technology systems, there's one of them. What are you experiencing with the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System?
Well, I'm still really new at it, and I feel like one step comes when I finally move on to the next, and then I go back and it's like, okay, that I'm getting that. But I got case open really good. I'm working on needs audit, but each time something cements, I get excited about, oh, I can't wait to do the next lesson. And then I do the next lesson and I hit a wall and I have to go back and let it find place. And then I get excited. And then that's kind of how I'm moving forward. But it is exciting. I like it.
Debbie, I just love your description, because look, nothing we're going to do with you is going to be automatic or easy. That's not how growth comes. Just think about building muscle. You know, you got to be doing those push-ups or the curls or the pull-ups, or you got to work the muscles. And that's what Debbie is doing with the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System. Now, again, we acknowledge Griffin Hill here because we gratefully take advantage of the Griffin Hill technology, but this is what coaching technology and systems is all about. So if you think about systems of human performance, there are four basics. Now, Deborah, if I start with process, can you tell me a next element of system or any other element of system?
Okay, I'm not sure what your question is.
I know, that's why I gave you, because I'm not asking a good question. There are four elements of coaching technology systems. So whenever we want to grow and develop, it requires a system to do so. And inside Integrity Sales System, we have process as one element of those. Can you think of another element that might be part of the system?
There's plays.
Oh, Debbie, you did it. You did it. You are brilliant. I'm thrilled. Plays. Good. Okay, can you keep going?
Yes, metrics.
Excellent. You nailed it. And?
Coaching.
Okay, so anytime we're talking about coaching technology systems, it requires all four of those things. There's got to be a process. Okay, so if in your goal you're saying, I want to eat more nutritionally. Okay, what's the process? We've got X number of meals. I've got to have some nutrients, and among those nutrients, I've got to have proteins, and I've got to have some carbohydrates, and I've got to have some fats. I've got to be thinking about the process. And then plays stack the odds of success in our favor. These are the things that we can do that are likely to help us to be successful. And then metrics. We've got to measure our progress. And then coaching. Feedback from an expert. So this is the place where we get to teach principles. And there's the knowledge. And then we get to practice those principles using plays. There's the do. And as Debbie described, man, I get going along and I get to the next step, and finally the previous step locks in. That's now where we become. And that's exactly what's going to happen as you engage all of sixth dimension. You're going to go through the stages of knowledge, action, and becoming. No, do, be. So Debbie, I love that you could nail that. That's evidence of your growth and understanding already. That's just profound. So also with that coaching rotation, Debbie could tell us some other things. But that's, so here's one of the coaching technology systems available to you, already packaged in there, is the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System. Now there are other things. We've exposed you now to the success pyramid. Thank you, Debbie. I appreciate your participation. John or Cammie, either one of you, if you can unmute. You participated in the coaching session last week, where in the success pyramid, we were talking about the communication strategy. The communication strategy included target audience and message. And you learned some things and felt some things, and some things clicked. Tell us about that.
Well, we learned about the Pammy and the Cammy. And Cammy is named after my wife. Appreciate that. One is the personal audience muscle index, and the other was the company audience muscle index, if I can remember. We talked about the message. That's, again, where we talked about your Griffin Hill company. It's the rapport, the position, benefit, proof, and then the schedule for the next event.
Nicely done, exactly. And when we're getting into that message, those are plays from the Integrity Sales System. Well, right. That success pyramid is part of coaching technology systems. So we can just go on. We could talk about savvy. So when we talk about strategy and strategic planning, building your own consulting practice, you're going to want to have good strategic planning and development. Savvy is a coaching technology system that is going to help you to continue to grow and develop. Look, we've galloped along, but understand there are some formulas for us to think about. You can start thinking about, how am I going to eliminate interference? But you can also start thinking about, what are my goals? And when I set my goals, am I thinking about where I am and making incremental improvement? But also, am I asking myself, what would world class look like in my world? You can start doing that right now. Important? Developing this habit of participating in coaching sessions. It's why we said among the first five habits is participating in coaching sessions. All right, would you take just a minute, reflect and write? Where did an idea stand out to you? Where did you have a thought that you don't want to forget? Please reflect and write, capture those things. I'm going to give you some time to do that as I mute myself, and you could talk among yourselves if you'd like for just a minute or two, and then we'll get ready to start into an opportunity meeting. Hey, great to be with you. Good to have you in the coaching session. That's consistent with coaching technology systems that'll help you to accomplish everything you want to become. Great to have you. Okay, we're back. I hope you had some good things to reflect and write about in your high performance journal. Remember that that is the pattern. We talk about, well, it's on the, I'm pointing to the board that just was. We talked about coaching technology systems. Those systems include tool sets. And one of the important tools, if you're going to continue to grow, that I didn't put up on the board, it would have been a high performance journal. It's really going to help to fuel your ongoing growth and development. So make sure that you're thinking about coaching sessions in terms of what stood out to you and why was that important, and then what do you want to have happen, and then some action commitments to go forward with it. Look, let's hear maybe a thought or two that you included. Cami, I didn't hear from you earlier. Do you have something that stood out to you from our coaching session this evening?
Yes, I thought it was fascinating that we can actually put down into a formula, break it down to see what we need to do to lay out a plan to enhance our performance. That is just amazing to me.
Isn't that just delightful? And every one of those formulas that we talked to gave us hints and ideas about things that we can do to elevate our performance. I love the way you described that, Cami. Very nicely done. Thank you. Let's see, Heidi, one thing that stood out to you from our coaching session this evening. You'll have to unmute, though, Heidi. I can't unmute you. And maybe we lost you. Okay. Well, Heidi, if you figure out how to unmute us, do it. Deborah, let me go to you. Debbie, where did you have an idea that resonated with you that was valuable, important, worthwhile? Debbie Woolley? Oh, maybe we're not. I hope you can all hear me. Cami and John obviously could. Okay, we're just going to dive in here to our next pieces and talk about the importance of the things that we're learning already. You'll remember from our previous, okay, so somebody's, I'm here, any questions that may appear? Good. All right. So you can type in questions there to Ethan if you've got concerns about technology. He's letting you know. We talked in a previous coaching session about the power of thought, the power of our thinking. And we used James Allen's work, As a Man Thinketh. And again, I think that James Allen used that term in terms of humankind. It was a very common usage in his day. He was kind of an early 20th century guy, late 19th century, early 20th century. And he took the title of his book from the book of Proverbs, chapter 23. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So all of that literature, starting 1500s when it was translated into English, through James Allen's day, used the masculine pronouns and the masculine gender to represent all humankind. So we stay with that only to be true to the quote. We don't intend for this to be in any way sexist or discriminatory. But that's why we use that thought. But I love these thoughts from what he described. Every act springs from the hidden seeds of thought and could not have appeared without them. So the notion of what we're thinking about changes our actions. But to go beyond that, the very consistent with what we've been telling our clients, let's see if I can get to. No, maybe I'm not going to have it. I thought I had it, but I guess not. Consistent with what we've been sharing, that there is in fact natural law. And that when we adhere to that law, it elevates performance. Whoops. And we are able to get success and prosperity. When we don't adhere, then it brings about failure, discouragement, and misery. Well, that's exactly what Alan is saying here as we get down to the bottom. All is the result of a law, which cannot err. Law, not confusion, is the dominant principle in the universe. Well, when we adhere to natural law, it elevates our performance. When we think about ways to adhere to natural law, as we did talking about performance formulas today, as we think about those formulas and ask ourselves, okay, so how can I use this to change my performance? Everything in our lives change. And I love that that's what we get in this next piece. All that a man achieves and all that he fails to achieve is the direct result of his own thoughts. As he thinks, so is he. As he continues to think, so he remains. That's why we're trying to get in the realm of hope, dreams. If we can traffic in the world of what we've always hoped for, then it will change our performance and change our lives. I think this one next piece, men are anxious to improve their circumstances, but unwilling to improve themselves. Think about that in your own life. I look back on my life with a measure of regret about certain things. But I know also that I can change me, and that if I change me, I won't repeat past patterns. But if I don't change me, I'm stuck in those past patterns. And so having conceived his purpose, man should mentally mark out his pathway to achievement. And that's really, as we've talked about before, what the High Performance Journal is all about. Our thoughts, that's the reflect and write piece. Reflect and write. The purpose, What do you want to have happen? That's the goal orientation. And of course, the action commitments, what are you willing to do? Well, very important pieces. So if we go on from there, there's our high performance. There's our natural law, high adherence results in success. And what we're looking to do is get to the right principles, using the right tools, so that we can actually become more skillful, greater habits. Here's the problem. It's the problem we review each time. Entrepreneurship is down, and entrepreneurship is the heart and soul of elevation in our nation. Everything about hope for the future in our nation, statistically, from the research, is driven by entrepreneurship. And yet entrepreneurship is down. Worse than that, goal behavior is diminishing. Hope is diminishing and decaying all across our country. Important research to that demonstrates it is that 42% absolutely never set goals. Another 17% rarely set goals. That leads us to the William Jennings Bryan quote. Destiny is not a matter of chance, it's a matter of choice. It's not a thing to be waited for. It's a thing to be achieved. Well, that can only happen if we've got a goal orientation. And what we know is that only 9.2% in our entire nation report that they actively set and achieve their goals. They are able to accomplish 10 times more. People with explicit goals are 10 times more likely to achieve than people who don't have goals. That's part of what this is all about. The challenge, again, we referred to this as we talked about high-performance formulas, that as a parent, we sacrifice. We do everything we can to help our children, to give them opportunities. But when we do so, sometimes it's at the sacrifice of our own personal development. And that's counter to what everyone tells us about preserving and protecting our own growth, our own personal development, in order to help our children grow. So it's not a matter of sacrificing our own personal development, our own personal growth, in favor of our children. That would be akin to putting the oxygen mask on our child in the flight when the cabin loses air pressure and we can no longer breathe, getting the oxygen that we need to keep our brains functioning. If you become unconscious, then here's the problem. Then we sacrifice personal growth, personal development. And what really happens is our children lose their North Star. And they lose their grounding force. So our invitation is, the first opportunity here is to use the program. To become a product of the product, to make it live in your life. And when you use it, and when you apply it, when you use coaching technology systems, as we discussed earlier, your behavior changes. And when your behavior changes, you become something new and fresh and different. Well, this is not a new job, this sixth dimension. It's not a part-time job. It's not a new career job. It's just an opportunity to start utilizing these tools and then sharing them with somebody else in ways that they can grow and develop, that they too can become. But what it is, though it's not a multi-level marketing program, we're here to help you with your existing multi-level marketing program, to succeed in it. But what it does do is it authorizes you as a personal development and achievement consultant or a personal development and achievement coach, so that you can share these same tools, technologies, and systems with other people. And when you share them, we do the same thing for our B2C space as our B2B. And that is, we compensate. And we compensate our partners to sell and to help and to train. And when we sell, we do good things. When we help, we do good things. When we train, we do good things. This is not trafficking in greed or in any other way, talking about what we can become at the expense of other people. It's about what we can become as we lift and elevate and help other people. That's what it's about. That's why we get compensated, to give them tools and technologies and systems that will elevate them. That's why you get compensated when you help them and lift them. That's why you get compensated when you train. So look, we talked a little bit about ways that parents sacrifice. They'll sacrifice to give them piano lessons. And in our research, we know that that can range anywhere between $75 and $150 a month for a half hour lesson every week. Well, that's right in the range of what personal development coaching is for you. For two of you, that's $90 a piece. That's a little bit more than the $75 lesson, but way less than the $150 lesson. And what it gives you is growth, personal development. It elevates your life so that you can invite others to new use, new technologies, new hope. You can help them and elevate and lift them. You can train and develop them. So here, for me, we've talked about case open routine. Here's the positioning play for me. We help, we change and save lives and create wealth. For me, that is the positioning play for sixth dimension. or at least a powerful one, we change and save lives and create wealth. It's not about the greed of wealth. It's about resources, unfettering us from slavery that holds us down so that we can sell and help and train and lift others. That's the power here. Well, when we look at that cost of personal development coaching, like piano lessons, very moderate in cost. But we also know that if you sell, we're going to give you a 33% commission. That means a $60 commission when you sell. This isn't about elevating yourself on the backs of somebody else when we say, get three and yours is free. It's about how am I going to elevate three more people and help them to become. That's what it's about. And now, because you invited somebody else in, you've got a more hefty obligation to help them. To help them do what you just did. Help them to get it free. So when they get three, of course, they're getting $60, but you've helped them by engaging the first experience exercise. It's available on the Achievement Hub right there under, I think it's under the Integrity Sales System, first experience. You can click that tab. You can help them to engage the first experience. You can also invite them to what is Instagram and what is Facebook and how do I get those set up. You've got those cool tools available for you on your Achievement Hub right under the, I think it's under the, I'm not sure which tab it's under, but those tools are there and we'll make sure that you get them so that you can help, so that they can begin using social media marketing tools to expand their CAMI, to expand their PAMI, so that they can reach other people. And we'll compensate you by another $25. Now you've got to train that person to help the people that they enrolled. And when you train them to help others, we're going to give you $25. Well, look, that's 61% of the entire fee that we pay out in compensation for people who will sell, help, and train. That's a very important part of what we're doing here, because it elevates you and it elevates them, and everybody grows as a result. Look, if you did that all the way through, that would mean you've got nine people on that level, three times three, and then nine times three is 27. That would be 36 people on that level times $25, means you just added $900 to your monthly household income. This is a, look, it's not a gold mine yet. You know, it's the first flakes, it's the first nuggets, but that's monthly recurring revenue. That never goes away. To add, what would it do to just add one more increment of $900 to your monthly budget? Not in a greed way, but what would it do to allow you to help sell, help, and train others? To elevate yourself, your family, your children, people who are dear to you, and then elevate others. Doesn't have to stop there. I'm not going to let it stop there for me. If you did that same thing and you said, look, rather than three on that level, what if I got 12? And what if I helped all of those 12 to get 12? And that's 144. And what if I helped 144? I trained those that I sold to help 144 to get 12. And I think that's 1728. I haven't done that math, which leads us to 12, 7, 8, 1872 times $25 is more than $46,000 per month in monthly recurring revenue. Look, that's a monthly fee, just like piano lessons. You're going to get coached twice a week, half hour each time. That's more coaching than the piano lesson for an additional $15. A difference from that 75, and you've got that opportunity because that's a monthly fee, so is the commission, a monthly recurring revenue. $46,000 a month. In what way would your life be freed or better by expanding your financial constraints in such a way? Well, that's the second opportunity. The first opportunity is to dream again. The first opportunity is to hope again. The first opportunity is to become everything you always hoped and dreamed. That's the greater opportunity. The second opportunity is a kindred to it because it frees you from the financial slavery that otherwise binds you. Well, take just a moment and think. Maybe a little bit of that first experience. Kind of a question. Here might be a question that I would ask you. In your near family and friends, maybe friends that were near and dear to you in high school, you did everything together. Maybe roommates from college. Among that set, who are three people that you just loved being in their company and they loved being in yours? And if you asked them to come and see, they'd come and see. Just write down 3 to 5 names right there. Now I won't go deeper than that, but you get the idea. It's there and available in your first experience on the Achievement Hub. That's where your social media message is, on Achievement Hub under Academy, Sixth Dimension Academy. You can go learn all about Instagram and Facebook, how to get accounts if you don't have them, how to grow those accounts. That's the second opportunity. Grow your influence. Help other people, lift them, make a difference in their lives. I invite you to do that. That's what this is about. It's about saving and changing lives and creating wealth for yourself and others. Welcome to the sixth dimension, the dimension of hope, the dimension of happiness, the dimension of dreams. Would you take a moment and reflect and write? If you're here with a guest tonight, would you visit with them about how do I learn more? How can I test further? How can I get involved? We'd welcome you to the sixth dimension. Good to have you with us tonight. Reflect and write a minute. What stood out to you? What do you want to have happen in your life? What are you willing to commit to do? People want to change their circumstance, but are unwilling to change themselves. Therefore, they remain bound. Free yourself from the fetters that bind you. Come and join us. Welcome to the sixth dimension. Okay, I'll stay and answer questions as long as anybody wants to ask. And if you need to drop off, we'll let you drop off now. We always hope we are saving and recording and able to get these posted. But I'll stay and answer questions. Any questions?